Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, today is November 8th, and our Agile daily quote for today is, if the product owner has something that's a high priority, that's not a production issue, then the right time to introduce it is at the next refinement meeting. So, why do we have to hone in on that particular aspect or point? It's because it's sometimes the small detail that can unravel an agile team. What I've seen, contrary to what this particular quote is referring to, is that the product owner has something that comes to mind that they want to do to enhance or change the system. And in their mind, this being agile, why not introduce it in the current sprint? Well, that in fact being done once or twice over the course of a year, isn't that big of an impact. But imagining that happening every sprint. You go through the refinement and the planning for the sprint, and no sooner than you start the sprint, something different is being thrown your way. Some distraction, something to the complete opposite of what you all have been looking at in refinement and planning. And now you're kind of thrown off of any type of planned completion of anything because you're focusing on something that's just been introduced to the team. This is a recipe for a lot of frustration because here you have engineers. They think they have your idea, the concept. We've come to an agreement, and this is what we're going to focus on in this sprint. It's pretty straightforward and clear what they're committed to for the next 2 weeks, which is a reasonable amount of time. It's not saying that product owners can't introduce new items and change their priorities, but not in the middle of a sprint. The whole point of 2 week sprints is that period, you decide what you're going to work on. And then the product owner start looking ahead to what they want to introduce in the next two sprints. So it's great that they're continuing to conjure and come up with ideas because you want to keep stuff flowing through the pipeline. But at the point you start an actual sprint, the stories should be agreed upon. And what you're refining in the sprint is the little things like the acceptance criteria. But you shouldn't introduce anything during that time, whereas the user stories are significantly bigger than what you estimated. And that's a key point. If you, for example, estimate a user story to be a medium, as you're refining the acceptance criteria, you're doing so keeping that story in that medium kind of framework. If you start coming up, other ideals start bubbling up, then you need to split some of those acceptance criteria into a new story that will go into the next sprint. Those two stories may fit together and come together before you release it to production or put it in front of the customers. But for the sake of building the different pieces, Agile is meant to be an iterative or a modular type of build. So you build one story and keep it within that framework of that medium so that whatever you committed to in that sprint, you're able to complete and demonstrate to some in some form or fashion. So, just a note to both teams and to product owners, be aware as you are having conversations, brainstorming, coming up with new ideas, always within a sprint, differentiate what is new items that we'll talk about going toward the next sprint, and be protective of the things in the current sprint that you've agreed to maintain that scope, giving enough wiggle room as far as the acceptance criteria that you can pick or choose. If you're not able to have any discussion as far as the acceptance criteria or the design, then the sizing of your stories are too small. When you're estimating and creating that, coming up with the blended size for that user story, that should incorporate some dialogue and back and forth between design and product and the engineers. So that medium does engage the product owner. You do get input, but at any point in time, when you start feeling that the ideals start to mushroom outside the size of that immediate story, it's time to create an additional story. So throughout the sprint, new ideas, new stories, they go in the backlog. When it's time for refinement, then we reprioritize, and some of the newer ideas will jump ahead and be one of the first things that you work on in the very next sprint. So any product owner should know that even if one of their ideas, if the team asks them, well, let us complete what we're doing in the current sprint, the longest you have to wait is to the end of the 2 weeks. And then your new idea can be at the forefront of what's next. So I hope that little tidbit was helpful. I hope you enjoyed that sip. Thanks for listening. And if you want to see the full calendar or want to share the calendar, the day-by-day tips and agile affirmations, just insights, recommendations, calendar, just go to jacqueline-sanders-blackman.com. Thanks for listening.